From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Right, restaurant brands, that's a bellwether, isn't it, if we're stuffing our face with burgers and all that sort of stuff?
Well, historically, I always used to think so. I always used to use it a bit of a blunt barometer for discretionary spending in New Zealand. You know, you've got a bit more money in the wallet and you go out and you buy a bit of KFC or whatever. Not quite as clean a reflection now because the business has got more of a global footprint. You know, they've got exposure in Hawaii and California. Now they've got the brands KFC, Carl's Jr., Pizza Hut, Taco Bell. I can't really speak from experience about this, Mike, because I'm not really a big fast food guy. But, you know, their half-year earnings released showed that profitability is coming under a little bit of pressure. Now, just look at the positives, though. They have grown their sales. They've grown their revenue. Profit has fallen. So revenue or total sales was a record, $703.2 million worth of sales. So that's up 2.3%. on the prior period. Their stores in Hawaii are going well on the revenue front. They've also had new stores in New Zealand as well. They do talk to the persistent macroeconomic headwinds, and that, Mike, is a fairly recurring theme in earnings announcements so far this year. Also talking to the shifting consumer patterns in the quick service restaurant sector. It's not fast food anymore. You're now talking about the quick service restaurants. Net profit after tax, $11.9 million. That's down 5.6% on last year. They are battling locally along with many other businesses, and they refer to this slower than expected economic recovery. And that, Mike, is the most widely heard refrain in economic analysis of 2025. Australia also struggling. They've got 522 stores now, which is a lot, isn't it? Share price $2.90. Back in 2021, that share price was at $16, but it was stable yesterday.
Okay, Vulcan Steel.
Yeah, we talked Steel and Tube the other day. Tough gig for these businesses at the moment. You turn the spotlight from Steel and Tube to Vulcan, and tough economic conditions still evident. Vulcan's actually gone into a trading halt. The company announced a modest capital raising. They're raising $88 million to buy a local firm called Roofing Industry Limited. It's a local supplier of roofing, cladding, rainwater products in New Zealand. They've got 250 employees, 15 branches nationally, so they're buying them. They've also announced their results. This is Vulcan. Revenue down 11%, earnings down 24%. Steel volumes declined. Revenue per tonne for steel declined. Underlying profit fell 55%, $18 million. Listen to their words as well. Persistent and evolving economic challenges across both the New Zealand and Australian markets. But there's always a but here, Mike. They said in the last 3 months they've observed encouraging signs of stabilisation, early indicators of renewed momentum. Share price $7.20. It was a bit lower earlier this year, so it has recovered.
Okay, cross it. Well, so what do we make of Lisa and the Fed? And
mate, so lots of US data last night, but it's probably all overshadowed by this news about Trump trying to fire Fed Reserve Governor Lisa Cook and the big debate now whether Trump has the authority to do so. Mike, the big picture here is that Trump would like interest rates lower, and he is unashamedly trying to influence the Federal Reserve. So Cook was appointed by Biden. Now, her term runs until, get this, 2038. Now, she, most importantly about this, Lisa Cook is on the rate setting committee. So if she is removed, Trump would have the opportunity to appoint a replacement. He's already put Stephen Moran in there. He gets to name a new chair before May next year. However, there are 12 people on the committee. So if he can really, he can't get a majority on there, but he can certainly create more influence. And that overshadows some of the economic data overnight, where durable goods orders fell. Richmond Fed manufacturing was a little bit better than expected. And consumer, the conference board consumer confidence better than expected as well. So data was okay, but the big stories about Trump and the Fed.
Give me the numbers.
Sure. The Dow Jones is up 28 points, so that's not much. 45,309. The S&P 500 is up 4 points, 6,443. Also a very small gain. And the NASDAQ up 0.18%, 21,487. The FTSE 100 overnight fell 0.6%, 9,265. The Nikkei was down just under 1%, 42,394. Shanghai Composite down 0.39%, 3868, the close there. The ASX 200 lost 0.4% yesterday, 8935. And the NZX 50 down 121 points, 0.93%, 12,957. Kiwi dollar up a little bit, 0.5862 against the US, 0.9024 against the Aussie. So sort of flirting with that 90 cent range, which has been a bit of a barrier historically. The euro, 0.5035, 0.4349 against the pound, 86.37 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $3,382. And Brent crude's come back a little bit, $67.28.
Fantastic. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.